Shimon, the Edim Roynoisim Vachut, and the Edim outside that saw the way I counted out money. Rashi Vehikra Nitva Ben, the Nitva Shimon did not know the Edim outside. My, what's going to be the Locha? So, is it, and now the Edim swear false, are they chai the korban or not? So, Omalev of Emnuna, Valoy Matoy, let's see, what does Shimon answer back? If Shimon said, you never gave me the money at all, it was a hooks and kafran. So then, for sure, it's a case of a tfiras mammon. Rashi says, Shorei roel elu, shimonolei. So we don't believe this person anymore. Like if Shimon is answering back and saying, you never gave me any money. So now Reuven has to aid him, saying that I counted out $1,000 to you. So Shimon is a hooks a kafrin. So why does Shimon have to pay the money? Yeah. Hooks the kafrin. Iyam, if he says, in shakli, did he shakli? If Shimon says, yes, I collected the money from you, but you are paying me back money you owe from before. If so, kiyosu edom ahevei. Even if edom comes, so what? Like, why should these edom be chayav a korban shvua? Even if they hold back the edus, so what? Even if they would say this, it doesn't help us anything. They're only saying edus that they saw Reuven count that money to Shimon. Shimon admits and says that money was a loan that I gave you from before. So that's the case here. What's your shayla? Omalayham Nuna, at all tor, as you're very smart, you should come in now and do the Rosh Hashiva. Rashi says, at all royal, the Kodos of Beis HaMedrash, Shato Machkim Es Rabcho, you're making the Rebbe smart. But if you're right, there's no shayla. In this case, the Monoshach. If the person says, Lahore Devar Meyogam, Avada Dechayiv. If the person admits that he received the money, just the money was a loan from before, so Pshita Depata, there's no real shayla. That's what we said later, Yashkeh Ram Luna, you machim, you made your Rebbe smart. Hahudi Yonah Lechavri, Reuven said to his friend, Mona Manis Lecha, listen, I counted out $1,000 to you last week. The Tzadom Adzeh, by this platform, by this place. Omalei, Shimon answers back and says, you should know, Lo Yavati Tzadom Adzeh, I never passed by this place. That's what he answers back. What happened was, also Trey Sadi, then later two Adam came, so Adam come and said, yes, we saw him last week, be Mata Merak lying by the summit. They did not talk about the case of money. They did not know if Shimon Reuven gave out the money, but they just saw Shimon was by this place. So what's the lacha? Omri Rishkaka says that week. Shimon said, this past week I never passed by this place. And now to Adam says, yes, you passed by it yesterday. If so, we see now that Shimon's a liar, and therefore Shimon will have to pay the money. That's a false din. So many pastors like this, it's like the persons with Paskin. Did the person say, like I swear I never passed by this place at all? The asked exactly. All I meant to say was, you tell me you gave me money, I never passed by this place to receive the money. But I wasn't Matamir Agram, I never said that, I never meant. So rather, he's not called Ruch Sakafrim, and he's still never to say, I never took the money. Into the army, some said the case was like this. Hahu Diyom Lechavri, Reuven said to Shimon, Mona Manis Lechor B'Tzad Omidzeh, last week I counted out to you $1,000 by this platform. Omalei, and Shimon answers back, Lo Yovati B'Tzad Omidzeh Meyolah. He says clearly that I never walked past this platform. Not only not to take the money, but here he says clearly, I tell you, I never walked by this place. Now, Nofkul Bei Sade Dehishtin Mayim Esadom Adzeh, then later two Adam came and said, yes, we saw this man live this past week by this place, Bimatim Ereglayim. Some of Nachman, this case of Nachman said, Hulsa Kafran, the case should be, is he Hulsa Kafran, we cannot believe him anymore, he's a liar. Omele Rav Rava says back, no. Omele Rav Nachman, no, the person is not called Uchsakafran here. Because there's a klalov called Milsa, to where Ram Yalev Yinish, anything that's not really supposed to be on your mind, Ovid Lov Lava Daite. You could do it and you did not realize it. In other words, you forgot it. That's not called Uchsakafran. True, you just said you never passed by here, but you never passed by meaning something that pertains to something. If you want to know I took money, no.
But if I was matumer reglayim, it's a mabekach. Maybe yeah, maybe no. That are things a person can forget. So for that, it's not called luchos hakarfim. Even though his lashon was, I never went there, and later we caught out that he did go there, he's not called a kafim, he's not called a liar. People are omit to forget that wasn't part of his aedus that he meant to say. You don't think about where all the bathrooms you went to. Leo Zokalev, remember. So you have to go, you went to one base of Kisei, and then you swore you never went by this place. That's not called Shekin. Now we say, Shimon Aimer, Chayiv Khan, the Chayiv of the Kodim. Shimon says, Stand as a Gzeir Shava. Pasha Shavuot, say this is the Pasha Shavuot of the Kodim. Machkolo Marova. In Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at Rabbi Shimon. When he said this, I learned that one from the other. My chukah, what is the lesson of Shim? What do you say so bad? What's the joke here? Shrashi, all the Shim of the government because of the Zerah Shavah to the Techta Techta. Rabbi Shim ended up with the Zerah Shavah, Techta Techta. So if so, why should you laugh at the good Zerah Shavah? So like this. They laugh, the Ketoni says, Man the Pikodin, Shekhan Layosu, Bo Mushma Kanishpa. Part of your Kabbalah first was that Pikodin is not so strong that you're not chayit if you swear yourself. And who did mazik a shaygig? You do not have a korban if you're a mazik, only if you're a shaygig. That's what Hashem had said. So on this they left. Michti, let's see. Mushva mekiyatz my biedus. The Rebbe Shimon minole. How does Rebbe Shimon know that by the pasha shvuah seidus, the edim are chayit if they swear themselves? And the shvuah seidus it only says, v'shom akololo, they hear from somebody else. How do we know if they swear themselves? The Gomim of the Kodim, the Pshat is, you learn out Shavuot Seidus from Shavuot HaPikodin. That Pikodin is Shavuot Atzmai, so that applies to Eidus also. If so, Pikodin Nami Mushra Piyacherim Nigma Mi Eidus. I should learn out backwards also. You learn out Pikodin back from Eidus. Just like Eidus applies even by Mushra Piyacherim, so Adin Shavuot HaPikodin is even by Shavuot HaCherim. That was the laugh. So the verse says, no, my chukka, what's the big laugh? Dilma Rabbi Shimon, the Kavuchemi might law, Mipiacherim Chayim, Piatsum Lakoshechain. Maybe Rabbi Shimon says no. You know, Rabbi Shimon says that by Tikodin, Yechayim by Shuas, or Shuas Atzmoi, it's the Kavuchemi Rabbi Shimon has, not because he learned it out from Shuas Aedis. Rabbi Shimon has the Kavuchemi. By Shuas Aedis, we had before, how do you know Yechayim when you make the Shu yourself? Yes. Maybe Rabbi Shimon has the Kavuchemi. If it says in the Pasha Shavuot Seidus that Yechayit from a Shavuot Piyacherim to Shoma Kolayla, so Mepiyatim Lekol Shchein, isn't it a Kal V'chayma that if you yourself swear false for sure Yechayit? So maybe Rabbi Shimon does not learn out from Pikodin, he only says by Eidus itself it says Atzmai. Says so you do not learn backwards that Pikodin is Chayit Mepiyacherim. So maybe Rabbi Shimon goes that Shavuot Pikodin does not apply Mepiyacherim. So what's the big joke? El Rather Chuk, you know why they left in Eretz Yisrael? When he said the second statement, he said, Amezik Keshoigig, Tiktoni, that he said, by Shuah Sapikodin, you only chai b'shoigig, you're not b'mezit. Only by Eidus are you chai b'mezit. Ma'la Pikodin, Shekein Leosu, but Mushma Kenishba, Mezik Keshoigig. That's what Hashem had said. Michti, let's see. Mezit Gabi Eidus Menole. How do we know that Shuah Sapikodin applies? Even though you're a mezit, you know clearly you're swearing false. To Lexiv, they benelam. Because the prophet did not say the word vanellum by Shavuot Seidus. If so, the same swear applies to Pikodin Hokinami, like Siv Be vanellum. If the Pasha Shavuot Pikodin does not say the word vanellum, only by Shavuot Bitu he says the word vanellum, not by these two Shavuot. That was the joke, that's why they left. The Ravada by Shavuot Pikodin applies even Benezit. Omulu Rafuna, O my Chukka, what's the big joke? Dilma Mezit, the last Kishogi Be Pikodin, Mimila. Rabbi Shimon Gomalo. Maybe Rabbi Shimon learned it out from the Pasha of Mila. You're asking true. It doesn't say the word Vinelam by Pikodin. So how does he know to say B'mezid Yipota? Do you know how? Maybe he learned it out from the Pasha of Mila. That he learns out Shuas Pikodin from the Korban from by Mila. Mila Tony B'Shoigig. So he also made this Tony B'Shoigig.
What does Rashi say?
Mila Gomalo Nemakanu Molamol. By Shuas Apikodin, the Nemal Halon, Kisim Amol. She learns out that there is Shavuot Mila, and by Mila, it's only B'Shegin, not B'Mezid. That's how we know Pikodin is only B'Shegin, not B'Mezid. So it's not a joke, he said a good thing. The Lord says, no, Vainu Chukka, that's why they left. Ad Gomla Mila, Wadi learn out Pikodin. From the Pasha of Mila, Nigma, Lo Meyedis, learn out better Pikodin from Shuas Eidus. Where it says, no, Mistarf and Mila have a little Mela. She came Mila and Mila. There's a Gzeir Shavit. It says, Sima Mol. It says, Mol Mol. It says the word Mila Babosrem. It's a good Gzeir Shavit. Adarabah, no. Meyegis have a little Mela. She came Techata, Techata. There's a Gzeir Shavit. Techata, Techata. Slurn Azvera Edis, but because they're true as Edis. That has been made in the Shagin. Mistarf and now still, we hold, Mila will make. She came Mila, the Cholhano, the Kavua, Choymish, the Yoshim. That Shrua Sapikodin is higher than any type of enjoyment you have. It's a korban kavua, and it's a korban oshrim, and you pay a fifth to it. But she says, "Shkein milus kol nenim, b'shneim nema milu, shneim nenim v'chol, avoleidus eina noig ela bruy lahayit." V'chol, no, the two things. Shkein milu is one thing, but kol it applies to anybody. Nena then is another thing. Nenim in a hegdish. That Mila is you're having enjoyment from Hegdish, and Pekodin also, you're holding back Pekodin, you're having enough for somebody else's money. Then the Kavua, that both of them is a Kavua, Lafuke Karban Eidish, Shua Seidish is a Karban El Vyarit, Chaimish, but Mila and Pekodin has a Chaimish, and they're both a Karban Asham. So there's a big reason to learn out Karban Pekodin from Karban Mila. Adarab, another Yapas, Meyedis have a little bit, have a struggle now from Karban from Shidis. Shekain Chota, it's called Techta Techta, it's going to show Techta Techta, Hedyit, they both apply to Hedyotis, not Milu, which is Hegdish, the Shvuah, they both come apart through a Shvuah, Edis and Pekodin, Marshen came Milu, has nothing to do with the Shvuah, Tfiyo Kthira, by both of them somebody is asking you, and you're denying it, by Hegdish there's no asking and denying, the Oyoin, also we have Oyoin, the Marin says, Hanin and Hanach Nefishan, these are more, he has more reason to learn out from Milu than from Pekodin. Says so, why did they laugh? He has the good smart to say, I learned out rather from Mila. I learned out that Pekodin is only Chayy B'Shoigah, not amazed. Elo my chuk, you know why they laughed then? Ki also Rav Papa, Ravuna, Bred, and Yeshua. Mi they Rav Amri, Hayna chuk, you know why they laughed? They laughed like this. Michti, Rav Shimming Zeir Shava Gomer. He learns out the ending, Zeir Shava Techta Techta. Mali de Porach, Mali Pekodin. Shkein Le Yosef Bal Mushra Kanish, Bal Mezik Shoigah. The last, what do you have to say for? Like you start out with a kavachayma, then you ask pirchus, yes, then you ask pirchus in the kavachayma, then you come with gzeirah shavah. So what do you start off making a kavachayma and asking pirchus for? Go straight to the gzeirah shavah. That was the last. The Mor says, no, my chuk, what's the big last? Dilma, kiporach mekamah to take him to gzeirah shavah. Maybe, first he did not know the gzeirah shavah. You have to have a kavachayma for gzeirah shavah. So first he thought it's only a kavachayma. On the kavachayma, yes, pirchus. Brought to the Kamala, Gzeirah Shavah, then lady realized it's really Gzeirah Shavah, Le Parach. Then he didn't ask any question. So therefore, the laugh is not a good laugh. V'loi, V'homolu Rabba Bar Isi L'Rabbonin, Man Tana Shruah Sapikodin L'Nitzin Zon L'Kaporah. Who's the one that says that Shruah Sapikodin, that the Mazid is not Kaporah B'Shimini? So you see, he holds clearly the Mazid, there's no Korban. Dilma Mazid Kishagi Parach. The Gomla Mimila, the Hanach Nefishin, Amush Ganesh Malay Parak, but that's the end of the thing. Alright, we'll stop here. Again, when the middle is here, Daf Lamed Daul Lamed Beis, the bottom Gemara, Elva Machuka. In the middle of a shower, that Reb Shimon said a Svoro, how do we know that Shvua say this only applies to money and not to other things? So he learned it out first from a Kal V'Chomer from Pekodin, then he asked the question, then he ended off with Gzeirah Shavah. It says Techato Techato. It says once by Shavuos HaPekodin, and it says it again by Shavuos Eidus. So we learn out one from the other. So Mora says that when the Marov and Eretz Yisrael, they heard this, they started to laugh. So Mora's question is, why did they laugh? What was wrong with his limud? So after Ella Maichuku, what was the laugh? So Mora says, Ki Osir Rapop, when the Papa came, for Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Mivei Rav, the came from the Yeshiva of Rav, Amr, they said like this, Haynu Chuka, this is the laugh, why my Rav and Eretz Yisrael, they laughed when they heard what Rav Shimon said. Michti, let's see, Rav Shimon, Gzeir Shava, Gomer. Rav Shimon ends up with Gzeir Shava, learns out Techato, Techato, that just like Shua Sapikodin, only applies by money, I say, I gave you something to watch, give it back to me, the same thing Shua Seidis, it's only Eidis, that pertains to money that you chayit. If so, lo malay de porach, why do we first start off with a mamitzinu to learn out?
And from a mamitzin, we ask the question, Malah pikodin shekein lo yosobo mushva kenishba. Maybe pikodin is different. Pikodin, you're only chayv if you yourself swear. How do we know if somebody else makes you swear? The same thing, mezid kishoygig. We do not have the locha by a pikodin that you chayv if you're a mezid, only on a shoygig. Mashenkin, he says, by shvua seidus, there we know you chayiv even if it's mushva mepi acherim, and even if you're a mezid. Therefore, he said, you cannot learn out with a mamitzinu edus from pikodin. That's what Rav Shimon said. So where's the question? Oh, my chukah. What's the so joke is that if you have a gzera shava, what if you first start learning it off with a mamitzinu? And on that, he asked the question, go straight to gzera shava. So Mor says, my chukah. What's the laugh? Dilma ki parech mekama to take him like gzera shava. Another like Rashi explains, Reb Shimon is trying to explain why do we need a gzera shava. The first thing you do is try and learn it out with a mamitzinu. Let's learn out one parsha from another parsha without a gzera shava. It says shvua by pikodin, it says shvua by yedis. So first he starts learning it out with a mamitzinu, just like I find here, I find there. And he asks the question on the mamitzinu. So bosa the koma le gzera shava le parach. So true, like it's coming to explain, I need the gzera shava, because without the gzera shava, I have a pircha. Just on a mamitzinu, learn out one from the other, you can ask the question. Therefore, it comes out that you need the gzera shava, but true, it could be once Rabbi Shimon uses the gzera shava, now he does not ask this question, he admits that by shvua sapikodin, it pertains both b'mezid and also mushma piacherim. So why did you laugh? So Mor says, V'loy, is that true that he does not hold from the pircha? Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that yichayv in both cases by pikodin? I v'omal lehu rova barisi l'rabonin. Rova barisi said to Rabbonin, man tan, who's this tana that shrua sapikodin? The parasha of shrua sapikodin, if I give a shomer something to watch, and then I ask it back, and he says, no, we never took it, and he swears, loy nitin zdoina l'kaporo. That yishno, if you do it b'mezid, there's no kaporo. Because the parasha shvua sapikodin is only b'shoigeg and not b'mezid. Who does that go like? Rabbi Shimon. He goes according to Rabbi Shimon. So here you see that's a maskana. Even after you have the gzera shava, you learn how techeto, still he holds that shvua sapikodin is only b'shoigeg. So that's the joke. Why? If you have the gzera shava, learn it out from shvua seidus, just like edus yichayiv even b'mezid. The same thing pikodin yichayiv b'mezid. Tomorrow says no. Dilma like this, Dilma mezid kishoygig parach. You know why he still holds that shvua sapikodin is only b'shoygig and not b'mezid, and he can still ask that for question. You know why? Even though there's the gzera shava to learn out pikodin from edus, that's only to say edus only applies to money and not to other matters. But how do we know where pikodin applies to? That Rabbi Shimon holds the gomalom and mila. He learns it out from mila. It says umoal umoal by both places. It says umol amol, v'nemal halen kisim amol. So, the hanach nefishin, like we learned out before, there are more reasons to learn out pikodin from mila than to learn out pikodin from edus. So, maybe that's from Shimon Svara, that he learns out the shvua sapikodin from the parasha of mila. Just like mila, it's only b'shoigig. Pikodin also is only b'shoigig. So it's not a joke; it's a good thing. So Mora says the question, the joke was like this: v'teheder the head their edus v'tig mulami pikodin. Listen, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a gzera shava, I'm learning out edus from pikodin. Pikodin from edus. You also have a limud that it says mu'al by mila, and it says mu'al by shvua sapikodin. So Shimon is saying, just like mila is only b'shegeg, shvua sapikodin is also only b'shegeg. So the question is, once you establish that shvua sapikodin is only b'shegeg, listen, you Rabbi Shimon agreed there's a gzera shava, techato techato. Let's learn out now Shvua Seidus from Shvua Sapikodin. Just like Pikodin is only B'shoigig, not B'mezid, maybe Shvua Seidus also is only B'shoigig, not B'mezid. How do you know to say that Eidus is even B'mezid? And Shvua Sapikodin, no, that's only B'shoigig. That's the joke. For the more of a Teher, they're Eidus, Petigmulom and Pikodin. Mezid, the Lav K'shoigig, my Pikodin, Shoigigin, Mezid, lo, learn out Eidus from Pikodin. Just like pikodin, you're learning it out from mila that you only chayiv b'shoigig if you do not realize you swore false. But b'mezid loy, b'mezid yipotah, there's no pasha of mila. Akor b'mila b'mezid. So if that's the pasha by pikodin and you have the gzera shava, it should be af edus. should also be Shoigagin Mezid Loi? That was the question that my Rav had on Rabbi Shimon. According to you, the Gezeirah Shavah should also teach us that Shavuos Hedis is only B'Shoigagin, not B'Mezid. Ki Heche Diyalef Pikadim Mimila. Just like learning out Shavuos HaPikadim from the Parasha of Mila, and Yav Gezeirah Shavah, she should learn out Shavuos Hedis from Shavuos HaPikadim.